Yeah, you could. I usually think if you say robust, it's almost in relation to a woman. You could say she's a robust woman.
What would that be?
Well, just healthy and, you know, big, maybe active, but not necessarily real strong. But, you know, doesn't matter.
So you would use robust for?
I think so, yeah.
Somebody in their teens who is all arms and legs and maybe stumbles over things and knocks over things, how would you describe him? You'd say, well, at that age...
I would either say he's all arms and legs, or I would say he's gangly.
Okay. If you say that a girl is common, or you might use the word common to describe someone, what does this mean to you? Or how would you use the word?
I would use it in a derogatory manner, sort of. Just nothing special, just common, just, you know, it's not a compliment.
Okay. How would you, if someone's very active and quick, then you'd say that she is quite
nimble.
Then what would you say about older people who are still able to move around real well?
They're spry.
Right. Okay. What about a lady who acts like she's an old lady who acts like she's 16, though? So you might say for her age she's... say for old age she's spry?
No, you wouldn't say that. I can't think right now what I'd say. I'd just say she's acting like she's in her second childhood, I guess.
Okay. A lot of times children don't like to go upstairs in the dark.
Yeah.
So what would they say? They might say, I'm
afraid of the dark.
If someone is now afraid of the dark, but it hasn't always been this way, maybe it's just started, they might say, well, to show that it has just started, they are just now afraid of the dark, what might they say? Well,
I think they'd still say I'm afraid of the dark.
Yeah, but if they wouldn't let you know that in the past they were.
I guess they would just say we didn't used to be.
Okay. Someone who doesn't take care of their clothes and they lose money and they spend money recklessly or they break things easily, you might say that he's awfully...
Careless or carefree. Careless, I think, would be the best word.
Okay. Usually when a person, when there's nothing really wrong with them, but they're kind of acting unusual, you might say, well, she's acting kind of...
peculiar.
Would you ever use the word queer in this manner?
No, I might, but that's just not really one of my words.
Somebody who's made up his mind and they will not change it, you know, no matter how much you urge him to, then you say that he's awfully...
adamant.
Okay.
Or are you set in his ways, if you wanted to say that?
Would you ever call him mule-headed?
No, I'd call him bull-headed.
Okay. Somebody that you can't joke with without them losing their temper, Bellamy is like this sometimes. How would you describe...
They don't have a sense of humor.
Well, they do, but they just have to be cautious about when you joke with
touchy.
them.
Touchy.